Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back from the 420 break, the Friday airing of the grievances edition. We'll get to the phones momentarily. Be a little patient at 844-967-2789. Just a few more of the many questionable statements made by U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. He defended his work to secure tax breaks for his billionaire campaign backers. Now, back in 2017, when the Trump tax breaks first passed and they were signed into law by Donald Trump, Ron Johnson was a no. Ron Johnson threatened the entire process. He was the roadblock. He was the obstructionist Republican U.S. senator because Ron wanted something more. Ron wanted a tax breaks for designated S corporations. Those are typically small businesses that have to pay taxes as personal, like I'm a designated S, or I have been historically. So if my company is profitable, God forbid, I would have to pay some taxes as a pass-through entity. And Ron Johnson came down to the studios in Milwaukee and said, Crudy, I did this for us. Because Ron also happened to be a designated S corporation through his family's manufacturing corporation. I hear he married well. Paycor, I believe it's called. But it wasn't just me and Ron that got a little tax break. Oh, lots of rich people did, including Dick and Richard Uihlein and Diane Hendricks of ABC Supply in Beloit. Now, this article said their single-year tax savings under Ron Johnson's, you know, carve-out, $79 million. I have seen it stated as a higher number, as great as $218 million for two families in 1 year. That was the carved out savings. Oh, and those two big families, rich families, well, they rewarded Ron and the tax cuts. They gave his campaign $21 million. Just two families. Ron said that Anthony Fauci overhyped COVID-19 and AIDS. That was relatively recent. Ron also claims the top 1% are paying their fair share. And by fair share, he must mean like 3.4%, because that is the current statistic under the Trump tax cuts. The rich pay about 3.4%. My kid making, you know, barely minimum wage, he pays a lot more than 3.4%. That's ludicrously low, Ron. That ain't paying your fair share, not when you're a billionaire. And of course, Ron was peddling Listerine as a treatment for COVID-19. You know, fresh breath, what's it going to hurt? Right, Ron? And of course, number 10 here on the Daniel Bice list, asserting that he never felt threatened by rioters on January 6th. I'm going to read one more quote. He went on a radio show, a conservative radio show, as he has a tendency to do, Joe Pags. And here's what he said. Even though thousands of people that were marching to the Capitol were trying to put pressure on people like me to vote the way they wanted me to vote, I knew those people that love this country, that truly respect law enforcement, would never do anything to break the law. So I wasn't concerned. And then he said, oh, this one might get me in trouble. Now, had the tables been turned, Joe, this could get me in trouble. Had the tables been turned and President Trump won the election, and those were tens of thousands of Black Lives Matters and Antifa protesters, I might have been a little concerned. I bet your lily white ass would have been concerned, Ron. So U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, he's in it to win it, throwing his hat in the ring on Monday. Again, we'll have the Democratic Party chair of the great state of Wisconsin, Ben Wickler, on Monday to greet him to the race. Getting back to the phones, and you fine folks, Tom from Jackson. Tom, you know what? AM 540, it originates from Jackson. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Crudy, for having me on. I wanted to congratulate you for the two new stations around here, the one out of Jackson and then the one out of Waukesha, the FM.
Thank you, sir.
I was just driving through Waukesha, and what a beautiful signal. You sounded great.
Yeah, the Shaw is loud. I wish the AM, you got to turn it left and then turn it up on the AM dial, but the Shaw, that's a loud FM signal. I like it.
Oh, it sounds good. The AM one, while I'm glad it's there, it needs a little work to get fine-tuned.
Yeah, we've got some engineering work to do, but unfortunately, my very talented engineer, Fancy Brian Kelly, who also produces this fine show, he's in COVID quarantine all week, Tom. So
yeah,
I heard a little. I think some of this in the very shortest of run today is also being caused by the very cold weather. So we're hoping this will alleviate with a little warm up, but we'll certainly get the engineers out there in the near future, because I don't want to get a phone call like this from a guy like you, Tom.
Well, again, I'm so glad you got these two up in the air. I mean, that's really a step forward, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for listening. In Jackson, Wisconsin, AM 540, and of course, the Shaw 101 FM, our two dual affiliates. Let's go a little closer to home. Martina from Madison, welcome back. Happy New Year, Martina.
Well, hi, guys. Goodbye. Mikey, I tell you, I do miss Tom. He has a great sense of humor. But anyhow, my grievance is I've seen on the internet, I don't have TV, but I got internet, and there are ads, and Mandela Barnes breaks through with an ad. And in his ad, there's this huge fire behind him. Have you seen this ad?
Huge like what behind him?
Fire, F-I-R-E. Hmm. It's like a barbecue grill, except it's long enough to barbecue an anaconda steak.
Hmm.
It's truly symbolic of hell. Now, I don't know how Barnes chose that. My grievance is he's wasting a lot of gas. He's having to warm it with kind of a fire.
Well, I've seen a lot from his campaign this week that he is the front runner, and he's now got about 40% of voters, Democratic primary voters, support Mandela's candidacy. The fact that there are 10 or 11 of them, that probably puts him way out front. Now, the other quote-unquote top-tier candidates, Alex Lazary, his parents or his dad owns the Bucks, or is a part owner of the Bucks. He's wealthy. He's in the teens. Sarah Godlewski, my fine guest yesterday, she's in the teens. And Tom Nelson's just a slight bit below those two. He's at like 8 or 9%. But Martina, I'd rather see. I think it's more effective to point out that he's the front runner, at least on behalf of his campaign, than the fire themed one you were describing. Come back, more Devil's Advocates, more of the 4 o'clock happier happy hour. It rolls on right now.
I think I did our country a great fire.